Hello, GWA. So I decided I'm going to do another questionnaire because I don't really have anything else going on. Well, I do have things going on, but I'd rather avoid them and do questionnaires because it's fun. And this one is the questionnaire, and it's by Howby. Number one, how much time do you spend surfing the web slash browsing Reddit on average? I'm on Reddit like pretty much all day except for when I'm like sleeping or doing work or just other things. But I always have Reddit open like on my phone. And it's like kind of sad, but I mean, whatever. It's a fun place. Number two, what is your favorite website online? Yes, Reddit can be the answer. Reddit is like my favorite place online because there's just everything. If I want to look at recipes or if I want to look at porn or whatever, just everything's here. Around what age did you start using the internet? I started really actively using the internet probably in sixth or seventh grade, which was, I can't even think of the year because I'm stupid, but yeah, when I was like 12, 13. What device do you use the most for browsing the web? I use my phone all the time. I mean, I have an iPhone, but I wish I had a laptop to browse because sometimes it's like I don't want to sit at a desk and write an essay, but I definitely can't do it on my phone. And I really like the idea of doing all my homework from bed because I'm so lazy and being in bed is like my favorite thing. Have you ever told your friends slash coworkers about GWA? How did they react? No, I haven't told anyone. It's relatively new. I don't feel the need to tell anyone, just like why? If so, have you ever told anyone in real life about your own GWA entries? Oh, well, no. Just number seven, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about talking? How comfortable are you about sex? Talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, masturbating. I'm totally down to talk about sex with like anyone and everyone. Okay, maybe not like my mom, but yeah, I'm totally open about what I like and comfortable with my own sexuality. And just being a sexual being as a whole. And I think it's pretty cool when people are like, sex is natural, sex is good, it's why we're here. So I don't understand why people would be are weird about it. Am I comfortable having sex? Yes, I would be comfortable having sex if, there was like the right person here, but he is not, or she is not, unfortunately. I comfortable making recordings, voice recordings, video recordings, voice recordings. I'm slowly easing into getting comfortable with my voice. And so that's the reason for the questionnaires and all that stuff. It's really fun. I'm not so sure about doing like scripts. Like I did do a script for Pillow Talk, but it wasn't anything like sexual, so it wasn't bad. I do think I sounded like nervous though. Am I comfortable masturbating? Hell yeah. I love masturbating, like, I do it at least once a day. And, yeah, it's great. care to share, what is your sexuality? Straight, gay, bi curious, hetero, flexible, pansexual, etc. I don't like labeling myself needlessly. I like people. Like, I guess the correct terminology is pansexual, but yeah, it's just like, it's all about the person. I don't care if, like, you know, like, what junk they have down there. Like, it's not what it's about. Not at all. It's all about the person. I would never put myself into, like, one category or the other, or even, oh, I wouldn't, like, I'm bi, but I wouldn't have sex with a trans person. Like, no. No. If a trans person was attractive to me, a good person, I definitely pursue something with them. Because there's no reason not to. And how often / how many times a day on average do you think about sex or masturbate? So, like I said, it's, like, usually about once a day, maybe more. How often do I think about sex? I am a young lady. Hormones, whatnot, I don't know. I think about it kind of often, quite often. Who doesn't? Well, I mean, I'm sure there are people who don't. Just, I do. But not necessarily always, like, in a sexy way. I'm like, sometimes I think about, oh God, imagine if I were to have sex with someone right now. Like, I got gas. I don't know. Oh, that's embarrassing. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, or both? Okay, I haven't had, like, sex with anyone, but I have done sexual things with people, and I'd say 3 girls and 1 guy. Who is your number one celebrity crush? I don't know, it's really hard for me to think of because I don't really pay attention to celebrities. I really have no idea. Does Neil deGrasse Tyson count as a celebrity? Because if so, that's it. It's him. He's, like, I know he's not, like, the most attractive or whatever, but he's just so smart, and it's like, oh, yes. Do you drink or like to get drunk? What is your favorite beer / wine / cocktail / liquor? I drink occasionally some wine. I don't enjoy getting drunk. I mean, drinking just to get drunk. And, like, a lot of alcohol just doesn't. The taste is no, but also really sugary drinks are gross. What is your favorite food? Something you could never get tired of eating. I think I could eat pineapple every day for the rest of my life. Maybe. Or sushi, because it's so good. Asian food in general, like, I could eat it for the rest of my life. The best. And I'm talking about, like, real Asian food. Like, anything that has, like, American broccoli in it, it's like, no. That's not real Asian food. I'm talking about, like, the real stuff. What is your favorite band? Favorite song / album of theirs? If this question was the last song you listened to. This is a really hard question. I listen to a lot of music, and I'm always actively seeking more music. The last song I listened to was on Spotify. Okay, well, it was a Regina Spektor song because it was a Regina Spektor, like, playlist. She is amazing. Like, I would date her, marry her, everything. I worship her. No, I don't. I don't worship her. She's like, she's so cool. If you haven't checked her out, you should. What color are your eyes slash hair? I have. My hair isn't like jet black, but it's like pretty dark. Darker brown. My eyes are also brown. What color of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? I don't know. I don't think I have a preference. I guess just I tend to like brunettes better. I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have that much of a strong preference. What is your favorite time to have sex or masturbate? Early mornings, afternoon, evening, late night? I don't know if I have a favorite time. I just do when I feel like it and I'm alone. Which is usually late at night, or I guess early in the morning. Whatever. Are you a top, a bottom, or a switch in bed? Does it depend on your partner? Yes. I mean, I am a switch, and it depends on my partner because typically with males, I like to be submissive, and with females, I'm a little bit more dominant, but I've had exceptions, and that's fine too. It's really just about the person. Do you have any hobbies? Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Please share it and how you got into this hobby. I do a lot of things that, like, your grandma does. Or maybe your grandma doesn't, but I do. I like knit and crochet and embroider and stuff like that. I also paint and draw, but sometimes I need to be like creating something, and that's what I like to do. So I'm actually like knitting a scarf right now, and it's in my bag. Like, I carry it around with me. It's funny because I'm like an 80-year-old inside an 18-year-old's body. How did I get into those hobbies? Michaels. I walk into Michaels and I like start new projects because I love doing anything and everything that's like arts and craftsy. And I've made a lot of stuff. My mom's like, all you have all this junk. It's like, sorry. Sorry, you think my creations are junk. Anyhow, number 20, if you could gain superpower or super ability, what would it be? Would you use it for good, evil, a little bit of both? I mean, I'd really like to be able to make money without trying. Not go to the bathroom, have all food appear in front of me. I'm just a lazy person, as you can tell, just like anything that makes my life easier, like super ability, boom. Am I using it for good or evil? I mean, it's to my own advantage, man. I know, I'd help other people if I could, but maybe not all the time, and I definitely wouldn't, like, go and get back at people, because I don't need that negativity in my life. And then bonus questions. Number one, when listening to a GWA entry, especially if you follow specific people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like? Face or body according to their voice? I think that's something that's really unique to GWA. Like, if they haven't posted, like, a picture or something, it's like you get to think of whatever you want. It's like reading a book, you know? Like, you don't... That's also why I feel like a lot of movies ruin books for me. Because I'm like, no, that's not how he was supposed to look. And now I can only think of him as this actor in my mind. And it's not right. So yeah, I really think that's special. And I do picture it, I guess. Have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex? How did that go?
I don't think I've ever been caught masturbating. Like, they weren't like, oh, were you masturbating? But I'm sure someone's, like, heard me or, like, been like, oh, yeah, she's in her room with her door locked. She's, like, you know, masturbating. Or maybe my mom doesn't even think that, because I don't think she even believes female masturbation and the female orgasm. I don't know. Three, have you ever heard someone on GWA you swear you knew from somewhere else, online or otherwise? No, I don't think so. I've never been like, holy shit, that was my PE coach from like 8th grade. I don't know. Just like, a lot of the voices I've heard just don't sound like people I talk to on a daily basis. If they did, I might freak out a little bit, especially if it was like a family member or something, or if it was a really close friend, I wouldn't be able to like get off to that, like, no. So, yeah. That's the end of this questionnaire. It was a good questionnaire. I liked it. I hope you enjoyed. Bye.